Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Casey Marganow with Casey Marganow Fine Homes in Vienna, Virginia. Last year, he closed 69 transactions with a total sales volume of $74 million. His average sales price was $1.1 million, of which 24% were buyers and 76% were sellers. He has an 8-member team, 3 sales agents, 1 closing coordinator, 1 sales coordinator, 1 marketing coordinator, 1 field coordinator, and 1 team leader. Casey Marganow is the team leader of the Casey Marganow Fine Homes team. He's been an agent for 27 years and sold 2,830 homes worth $2.7 billion in his career, making Casey a multi-billion dollar agent. He was ranked the number one agent worldwide for RE/MAX 5 years in a row. In this call, Casey talks about getting a quick start in real estate and becoming the number one agent in his association by his second full year in the business. Why it's helpful to have a sales background. Selling through storytelling. How he started selling luxury homes. Why he calls million-dollar homes forever homes. Which agents can easily transition into the luxury market? You may be surprised. How to market luxury homes and find a buyer. What he claims is the single biggest thing I've done in my career that has had success. The radical change he sees coming in the market in the next 5 years that will dramatically change the real estate landscape and how you can survive and even thrive. His simple annual marketing plan to pass clients in sphere of influence. How green and red cherries changed his approach to marketing. Why internet marketing dynamics and an exit plan led him to go independent. The 3 key administrative positions on his team. Team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Casey.
I am glad to be here.
Hey, Casey, it's great to have you here. Casey, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
I was in the automobile business. I was in that industry for 8 years. I was a general manager for a dealership when I left. And when I got into the business, the guy that was the number one salesperson in the store that I started in had been a real estate agent. And when I started selling, I kind of took over the number one spot. And when you knock off the big boy in the room, lots of times that person winds up quitting. And he got into real estate, back into real estate, and actually sold me my first home. So it wasn't that adversarial of a relationship. But he had told me that I should get into real estate. And for 8 years, I stayed in the business, and what happened was, over a period of time, that kept in the back of my mind as something that would be an interesting thing to do. And when I realized that I wasn't going to become a dealer, it was too difficult to be a small dealer in the automobile business, I decided to get into real estate.
When you got into real estate that first year, did you have a fast start or a slow start?
Well, I guess that depends. I made about $65,000 that first year. That was from May to the end of the year. So I guess that would be a pretty much a fast start in most businesses. You're talking about 1989. But to me, I took a step backwards because I had been making, a few hundred thousand dollars a year at that time. So it took me to my second full year in the business to overcome my income that I was making prior to being in the real estate business.
That had to be a bit of a struggle. Did you have regrets about transitioning into real estate that first year and a half?
No. I understand. When I went from sales to management, I took a step backwards and then in the long run was able to increase. I knew my first year, my first day in the real estate business, I knew that I was going to do well. I looked at the business and looked for opportunities in the business. And I knew that I wanted to do something in real estate, but I didn't. When I started getting into it, I realized what a vast business it was. And I didn't know if I wanted to do commercial, I wanted to do industrial, I wanted to do land, I wanted to do residential. And what I realized, and I looked at the competition in selling residential, and I said, if these people can do that well with no real sales background, and one day I was out buying, I actually sold the first house I bought for $134,000. 3 years later, I sold it for $350,000. And so that made me think, well, wow, this is a good business. So when I went to go buy a house, I was looking to buy about a $500,000 house in the late 80s. The real estate agents that were showing me property, they weren't that good as salespeople. I mean, they either came on real strong or they didn't come on at all. So what I thought was, okay, I could do this. And then when I finally got into the real estate business, I basically took that knowledge and those experiences and decided I would work, harder than everybody else. And I knew that I would do well. So when I first got in, I started interviewing companies to work for, because it's not like when you're brand new, you won't get hired by anybody. And so I interviewed a bunch of different companies and looked at a bunch of different companies, and I found RE/MAX, and I liked their 100% concept because I knew I would do well. I didn't mind paying a bill. I had money. So I joined RE/MAX to start, which was very unusual. My first transaction as a real estate agent, my first couple of transactions were as a buyer agent. That was in 1989, when buyer agency really wasn't that big of a thing going on. So I started off with a fast start of having transactions going on. But the only thing I worked at that time was my sphere of influence, because I had a lot of them. And I had a lot of clients being in the automobile business, where you're selling 30 or 40 cars a month compared to the real estate business where you sell that in a year. So I had a lot of contacts, and so I just wound up working that.
How long have you been in the business?
May of 1989 was when I first got my license, so it's 27 years.
How many homes did you sell last year?
Last year was 69 homes, and that's about $74 million in volume.
How many homes did you sell in your best year, and what year was it?
That's 2004. That was 165 houses, and that was around $140, $150 million worth of real estate. We averaged about $860 per transaction, so whatever that worked out to then.
Do you know how many homes you've sold in your career?
It's 28, 30.
Do you know what that sales volume is?
$2.7
billion. Oh, my goodness. So you're a billion-dollar agent.
I'm written about in couple of books on billion-dollar real estate agents, yes.
That is fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, Casey, you mentioned earlier that one of the advantages you have when you got into the real estate business was that you had a background in sales. You considered yourself a salesperson, and some of the folks you saw doing well in the real estate business did not have a sales background or weren't very good at sales. So for someone who's listening, how would they get good at sales?
Well, the problem with the real estate business is you get into a business where your sales cycle is, you know, the average real estate agent, they might sell, you know, 10 houses a year, I mean, or less. So you're talking about it's very difficult to go through a sales cycle. So having sales experience, I think, is imperative to be a good real estate agent. Now, obviously, you can be good without having sales experience, but I think that that's a great background before you get into this business. And, you know, you can gain experience through, of course, reading books and, you know, and watching, going to seminars and things like that. But reality is that you learn sales by doing sales. And learning a system like I did in the automobile business, where you're taking, you know, dealing with sales transactions, multiple transactions in a day, is a good, you know, understanding of how people work. I mean, I deal with top athletes, top CEOs, politicians, I mean, everybody, because I'm outside of Washington, D.C., in the affluent areas here. And when I'm dealing with a CEO of a company, they can break down and can't make a decision on trying to negotiate $20,000 on a $3 million deal, and it's the craziest thing when they're doing multi-billion dollar transactions every single day, you know, because real estate's an emotional decision. It's your home, you know.
How do you help one of these folks who it gets stuck in the emotional side? How do you get them to get over that? What's one of your techniques or strategies?
Well, that's like asking a pro football player how he does his job. I mean, every situation is quite different. I'm thinking of one in particular. And basically, I had this person that, you know, didn't want to spend as much as he should. And, you know, didn't look, I showed him a deal and basically made him buy it. And for a year after he bought that property, he was kind of mad at me, but just because he wanted to spend less money. But over time, what he realized was, I showed him the right way to go. And the property he bought, he made $1 million on since he bought it about, I guess it's now 6 or 7 years. And the property he wanted that he didn't get is worth exactly the same. And he would have had to overpay for it. Exactly what we offered, but they didn't take it. So, you know, it was the right decision for him. And he's my best friend and he sings my praises. So I like to make, you know, what they call raving fans. I like to try to get people into a situation where they talk about me and talk about what I did for them all the time.
That is a great story, and I assume that when you now run into another client who is having a problem with the price.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.